So, as I said, you guys seem to really like the top 10 tricks list I did a few weeks back. So, I put another one together for you. And here it is. Drum roll, please. Top 10 dog tricks, part 2. Number 1, teach your dog how to crawl. To begin this trick, put your dog on a down position with leash on. What I would do is hold a food lure in front of the doggy's nose and see if he creeps forward. If your doggy does creep forward, and that's at his nose level, by the way, give him the treat and praise him. Then what I would do is take another treat and see if he creeps forward again, a few more centimeters, further than the last time. And you'll notice that after a few days of this, your doggy will be well on his way to learning how to crawl. Don't forget to say the word crawl at the same time. Again, remember, your doggy has to stay in the down position in order to do this and give him lots of food treats and lots of positive reinforcement. Number 2, teach your doggy how to take a cookie from your mouth. Well, first of all, your doggy needs to know how to take it and leave it. Your doggy should be able to take food, for instance, his dog bone, on the ground, and once you say, okay, then he goes for his meal. Or you can put him on a sit and tell him to leave it. Providing he leaves it, then you can start this next trick, because you definitely know that your doggy is capable of taking it and leaving it on command. So, what you do is get a couple of biscotti cookies or bread sticks, break them in half, and put them in your mouth. Then bend down to your doggy's level and say, okay, and your doggy will bite the other half of the bread stick. And this is good as far as effects are concerned, because you're both crunching on the same thing. Or if you feel so inclined, you can try it with potato chips. I used to get my dog, Billy, to get a cookie from me on occasion. The only thing that bothered me is that her saliva would be on my lips afterwards, and with the back of my hand, I would automatically wipe it away. But I love doing the trick. So remember, you have to let your doggy sniff the cookie or breadstick or chips first. If your doggy is really gentle, over time, you can gradually go to a smaller biscuit. It just depends on where your comfort level is as far as your dog's coming up that close to your mouth and taking food out of your mouth. I find this trick kind of cute, personally. Number 3, balance and catch. I used to teach this trick to my dog all the time. What you need to do is to make sure that your dog is good with sit, okay, and stay commands before you do this trick. So what you would do is put a treat, like a fair-sized cookie, on your dog's nose. Cheese and liver will not work because it's too lightweight, so you need something with a little bit of weight to it. I prefer a larger dog cookie than you would normally use, and I would tell your dog to sit, you tell her to stay, and steady her by holding her muzzle with your thumb and your forefinger around her muzzle, because you don't want the cookie to fall off when you place it on her nose. Now, your dog is probably drooling, so what you need to do is to continue quickly. And as you say the word, okay, and take your hand away, your dog will jerk her head to toss and catch the biscuit. The first time she tries, she may send it sailing across the room. And that's fine, but you might want to let her enjoy that treat. It might take a few minutes before she's able to catch it. If the cookie lands around her, that is close by, don't let her have it, because the rule of thought is that if you don't let her have the cookie the second time, she'll try harder the next time because she didn't get it when she screwed up. Make sure you use the same size cookie and that you put them on the same spot on your doggy's nose each time. Heads up, this will not work with dogs that are 9 months or younger. They simply don't have the coordination. Number 4, say your prayers. I'm teaching Stogie this right now and it's quite funny. What you do is sit on the couch. Have your dog sit on the floor facing you. Hopefully you've already have a no jumping on the couch allowed rule in place. Providing you do that, chances are you'll be a bit more successful. This obviously works on larger dogs as well as small dogs. You just pat your legs, or you can pat the edge of the couch and say, paws up, and your doggy's paws should come up to the edge of the cushions. And then you can say your prayers, and to get your dog to bend his head down between his legs, you need to take a treat and put it underneath his paws with your hand, so it's basically between his paws but lower down on his body. And hold it there for a moment and say amen and let him take the treat. Over a period of time, your dog will learn these steps and you'll be able to do it a little bit faster. I find with Stogie, if I say paws up, I'll give him a treat as his head is there, and then I will utilize the time that I have while he's chewing on the treat and scoop my hand underneath his paws in between with a treat in it. And then I'll say your prayers, and after he's finishing one treat, he then goes down and gets the next treat. Number 5, wipe your face. Take a Post-it note and put half the sticky part of the Post-it note on one side of your dog's face. Hopefully, with your dog, he'll take his paw and want to wipe his face. Then you can take the other Post-it note and say, wipe your face, and your dog will take his paw and wipe the other side of his face. Eventually, you won't need a Post-it note to motivate him. After a while, you just say, wipe your face, and your doggy will lift his paw and do a mock version of wiping his face with his paw. Number 6, teach your dog to wag his tail. All you have to do is teach your dog to wag his tail, whether it's a stumpy tail, long tail, or curly tail, is talk nicely to your dog. Tell him how much you love him. This is a no-brainer. You'll see your dog will happily wag his tail. And number 7, walk on hind legs. Small dogs are often natural at this trick because they're always jumping up anyways to see what's happening around them. I actually started doing this with my dog Stogie, and I'm finding it easy to do. So what you need to do is tell your dog to sit. And then as your dog sits, take a tiny tidbit. I find chicken really works well with Stogie. And hold that piece of chicken over his head. Your dog will automatically try to stand up. And as he does, make sure his body is balanced and he's not putting his forequarters on you. And then give him the treat. The next time you do it, get him to sit. Put a piece of chicken over his head. And as he stands, try and draw the chicken towards you 1 inch and see if he'll start to walk on his hind legs. Initially, when you let your dog do this, keep the session short and sweet, like I'm teaching Stogie. Keep their paws off of you. It's really important that you first teach your dog how to keep balance so you can begin the command sit, stand, and high. And that will give your dog time to get into position, providing you pause in between each command. Keep in mind, if you reach forward, it's going to throw your doggy off balance. As he gets faster and better at it, you can shorten the command to stand high. Number 8, find the person. What you can do is start this around the house. If you have somebody at home whose name your dog knows or has heard 100 times, tell the person to hide and then tell your doggy to go find him. Your dog may poke around the house trying to figure out what the heck you want. And at that time, you need to point him in the right direction. Encourage your dog along verbally, and when he does come upon that person, both of you should praise him wildly and give him a treat, and then switch roles. Gradually, what you can do is take him outside. Both of you go for a walk. I've done this numerous times in training sessions. Well, one person will tiptoe quietly backwards as we pass a tree and hide behind that tree, while I keep walking and talking as the dog is doing his own thing, walking ahead of us. And as I'm walking and chatting at the same time, he thinks I'm still talking to whomever. Then all of a sudden I'll stop and say, "Where's so-and-so?" And the dog freezes. He then realizes the other person's not there and starts either using his sense of smell or using the wind to look for that person. You'll see him hold up his head and sniff at the wind, which means he's using the natural speedy method of scouting to locate his missing loved one. The scent that your dog seeks comes from a person in, like I would say, a cone shape, getting wider as it diffuses. So the further the person is away from your dog, the wider and less concentrated the scent is. It's interesting and lots of fun. Sometimes it's played to the point where the person will just hide, and as soon as the dog realizes the person's not there, you don't even bother saying, "Where's so-and-so?" And he will automatically go into the "Where's my mommy or my daddy" mode. Whether he uses the ground or sniffs at the wind, that's how they find that person. I remember my dog, Billy, people used to have to put her hand over her eyes. She would lift her head from side to side to gently refuse their hands over her eyes. And I wouldn't have to say anything and she'd always find me. Number 9, teach your dog how to sneeze. You can do this old standby, which is to wait until your dog does it and give the command, which is basically going to be ineffective. Or you can induce your dog to sneeze. There's 2 ways you can do this. One way is you can get a small amount of pepper in your hand, put it up against your doggy's nose, and say sneeze. As soon as the sneeze comes, then pull your hand away and praise your dog. Don't do this more than twice in one session. After a while, having a hand come up close to your doggy's nose without the pepper will get your doggy to sneeze. But remember, pepper tends to be messy, and it may even get you to sneeze. So perhaps you can try this next method. Blow anywhere around your doggy's face, like around his muzzle or his nostrils, and normally your doggy will sneeze. Give him lots of praise if he does, and this way it'll be easier on your dog and the kitchen floor than using pepper. And finally, the number 10 dog trick is find the treat. Get a dog biscuit and have 3 plastic cups or 3 small pots. Put your dog on a sit stay. Put the biscuit on the floor and cover it with a flower pot or plastic cups. It's obviously inverted. Now, invert the other 2 cups and place them all in a row. And tell your dog to watch your hands carefully. I actually find if you use a liver treat or raw hot dogs or cheese, you probably have more success with this because a biscuit is very low as far as a motivator to get your dog to want to look for it. So, make sure you slide the cups around rapidly and make sure your treat slides with the cup that's underneath it. When the cups are realigned, tell your doggy to go find it. Your dog will knock over the cup with his nose and voila, a snack. Once your dog is onto the game, you can change the hiding spot. Now you can play with a marble or a golf ball. Do you think he'll find it? You can tell everybody to place their bets, and as usual, my money's on the dog. Remember, the hand may be quicker than the eye, but it's never quicker than the nose. The news.